Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Hello, welcome to Wine Face, where we're breaking down everything the experts know about wine in a fun, digestible, and accessible way because wine is for enjoying and wine is for everyone. I'm your host, Helen Johannesson from Helen's Wines in beautiful Los Angeles, California. And today, really special. I've been looking forward to this for months, literally. Today, a magical maven is among us. She is a business owner on multiple fronts, which is like absolutely mind-boggling, of different businesses. That's what's insane, including fashion brand LPA, which is like the cutest thing ever and only keeps getting better, Berrettini Imports, and Gia Casimir. She's an inspiration, a tastemaker, the ultimate host, a lover, dog rescuer, a badass mama. Pia, welcome
That's the nicest intro ever.
I mean, it was 7 a.m. this morning. I was like, I'm going to intro your ass up.
A dog rescuer.
I mean, it's really inspiring. Like, you have a core goodness to you that, like, is unshakable.
Thank you. It's a lot for me and my family. Like, I was sitting at the head of our dining room table, like, filming something the other day, and a girl that works with me, she goes, there's like poop on the ground. And there was like one of the dogs that I had rescued had like shit in a corner and nobody saw it. It just like dried up. And there was a I was like, what if Carmella found that? Fucking kill it. Gross.
It's nature school. Carmella's got to get in the shit a little bit. Oh my God. We took Sky to this horse dancing show in Alex's town. It's like Mexican traditional horse dancing.
Oh, cool.
And it was like the shit. And I was like so worried about everyone else like stepping in the horse shit. And we get into the car to go home. And I was like, I stepped in it. I stepped in the horse shit. Mama did. No, but there's like, I just want to take it back because there's this like core goodness that I feel like you were born with.
Oh my God.
And like what it does when I see people like that, and I think it's really important to highlight, is like we all have flaws or shit or whatever. We all have past, future, present, whatever. But to me, it makes you just so much more of an inspiration because like your heart is leading what you're doing.
I have incredible. A very low tolerance for sadness. Mm. Like my husband put on Forrest Gump the other day.
Oh, I can't.
It was like the whole family's over, my nieces and nephews, and they're young. And he was like, this is a good movie. You know, it was like good for them to But like everyone left and it was just like the part where like Jenny fucking dies. No, and he's oh my God. And I was sitting there and I looked at him and I said, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, fuck you and fuck this. And my mom and him were gone. And I went upstairs.
Wow.
And my mom was like, we have to talk about why this is so upsetting for you. Mm. And I was like, I can't handle suffering. I need happy endings and just yummy things. And so if there's
I'm rom-com only. Rom-com or political thriller. Oh, I could fuck with
I
a political thriller.
I could do that
thriller.
Too, but I always tell Davide, this is like, I'm so lucky when I'm pregnant that he knows that I get priority picking.
Yeah.
I was just with Nancy Myers and Julia Roberts and
that's it.
Whatever
that's
I can.
It. Nora Ephron.
Everything is
sprinkle it in.
Yes.
I mean, my comfort area is something's got to give. Like, I made a Helen's Wine poster with like emojis on it based on that. Like, here's a rosé. Okay. Anyway, so I was trying to think about the first time I met you, and I don't know if you'll remember this, but I remembered it. And it was, I was going to a party. My friend Ashley Stryker was dating Mike McGinnis at a, and she was like meeting us there. And he was like, oh, I'll pick you up. Cause he's like such a gentleman and always like picking people up and being like, swim in my pool. And I was like, all right. And I got in the front seat and you were in the back seat.
Nope. This is, huge chunks of my brain are missing. I don't remember.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh,
so it was
why
like,
why was he driving us?
I have no idea. And we were going to like somewhere in Hollywood. Whatever. All I remember is there was so much vibration energy coming from you in the back seat. And I was like, wow, this woman's
nice
so
compliment.
Amazing. And I was like slightly intimidated. And then that was it. And now I just want to flash forward to like you've built this amazing world and empire around you that you control. And so congratulations.
Oh, my God. I'm like, thank you. What a nice compliment.
But it's true. Okay, let's get deep on olive oil. What's the deal? Talk to me about
it. Talking about what Davide's like, don't tell anybody until it's happening. But I was like, this is me manifesting.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about it. Because you have a crazy olive oil that you import. Like crazy good, pour it everywhere on your body, on your salads, on your fish.
Ugh.
Okay, maybe not your body. I don't know what people.
I put it on my body when I need to. Like, if, always. I'll rub it on the back of my hands. I'll put it on my hair sometimes. Davide grew up with his mom always just, she would lay out with olive oil on her
skin. I would burn if I did that.
She made me take a shot of olive oil when I was, she's passed away, but the one time we were in Sicily when, we've been there twice when she was alive, but she was sick the second time. You know, the food was kind of getting to me. I was a little backed up. And she was like, it was cool. She didn't speak any English, obviously, and I don't speak Italian and I need to learn. And but we were both Scorpios and we understood each other in a really deep sense.
Amazing.
And she like put her hand on my stomach and patted it. She could tell that I was uncomfortable and handed me a shot of olive oil.
So
like,
olive oil
so,
gets shit moving.
Yes, literally. And, you know, starting dating him and going there with him. I'm not knocking Italy. What I'm telling you is if you need an Italian to do something for you when it's out of what they're used to doing in the course of a day, it's not going to happen. So if you go to buy things in bulk and you say, can you ship this to me? And like, then I got to go to the store after work. And I like going home to my wife when I'm done working because it's been a long day. Or like, oh,
there's
my
a lot of backstory.
Break, I like to do this. And it's just like, I'm like, I can't throw money at this. Like, fucking help me. And I was like, we need to start bringing things here. Mm. I'm still trying to get this little motherfucker in from Siracusa to ship me a Mori head.
Ooh.
And I'm like,
yes, they're so cool.
Money. Like,
yeah.
So.
But now White Lotus is like.
I know. Davide is really pissed.
Is he really
like, it's exploiting. I was like, it's good for your people.
It's good for you need to bring capers.
They need.
Like so Gabrielle Beanie's
I'm
capers.
I'm going to tell you, we have. Okay. All the hardest thing too, we have friends who make Italian stuff and they're like, I want to do this. Like, can you come with me? And I was like, it's very hard to break in. So we've partnered with the Azzaro family.
Oh, cool.
Who's been making olive oil since the dawn of fucking time. They are the authority on Sicilian olive oil. They're the most special people in the world. Nino Sr. still runs it. And then Nino Jr. with his, and then his son Tommaso and then Nino Jr., you know, Junior is like our partner, Baroncini.
Got it.
And we just haven't had the money. I have no investor. So it's like, I have this olive oil that sells really well. I have no employees. I do the fucking customer service.
Yep.
Someone from Nino's team is already shipping stuff, like ships it for us. Like, it's just so low. And so we went to Italy with Evan Funky this summer.
Oh, love Evan. Shout out.
We were there
out.
With him for two weeks.
Yeah. Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
That must have been really special. Was it mission-based or just...
So Food and Wine came to him and said, great. We want to do an article on you just exploring Italy.
Wait, that sounds fabulous.
And we've been friends with him for a really long time.
Hmm.
Through a very genuine way. Like when my dad was in the hospital one time, he just got out of the hospital. He had just gotten Best Restaurant.
Got it.
My friend Nick got us a reservation, put me on email with Evan to like get us in. My dad was like, this is the best meal.
Oh,
Evan like
God.
Really saw that and like connected with it. And then I started bringing this Italian guy there. Davide cried eating one of his dishes and said it tastes like my mom's.
Oh my gosh.
And they were just like, every time we go to the restaurant, they would just be like, and they would just be like, and then this, and then if you add this, if you put this in the caponata, it actually makes it more Southern Italian. And if you blah, 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 blah. And they would just be like, and then Evan did the food for our wedding.
Ugh.
Like so graciously
so
and was like, I'd love
gorgeous.
To do this.
Yeah.
And like, you know, our wedding photos are us like holding this big bowl of pasta.
I'm
and
cry.
Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. And our dinner or our wedding, I said, everyone needs to sit down and eat this meal. There'll be no speeches during this. This is a big dinner party, you know, and everyone was eating and it was just wonderful. And so he's been just really important to us. And every anniversary, everything, it's with Evan. And we've become this as close as you could be to somebody who's always working. And he said, Food and Wine wants to do this article on me exploring Italy. And he said, I won't do it without you.
Ah, just incredible.
I know. And it was a lot for us because it's like, it's not like they're paying for this.
No, it's really smart though, because it like, when is it coming out?
Next September.
Yeah, but that's perfect. You have so much time to get like Baroncini ducks in
exactly.
a row.
So we drove from Milan to Sicily.
Oh my God.
And Davide took him to the belly of the fucking beast, you know, places that make horse meat with like this kid who's like 20 who has a
go there.
Places
oh
that are
God.
Very dangerous to go.
Sure.
We were in every kitchen. Davide's translating these people's stories. He's crying. Evan's crying. This is every day. We're up at 6 going to the next town. Everyone's crying. Everyone's eating. Everyone's drunk. Everyone's eating. Everyone's
Love
crying. Evan's having these light bulbs. We're in kitchens in fucking Naples. He's like, I'm adding this dish to the fucking thing. It was unbelievable.
You started like fashion. You're like this height of fashion woman, like power.
Yeah, but I'm wearing all the dresses
ever,
on the trip and
I
posting
know,
them.
Like,
and I'm like, this is
did
like.
Did you ever see this for yourself? Because it seems like such a natural fit. Like
I
food and
always worked in
and
restaurants. That's my happy place. If I could be front of house for a restaurant and like sit outside and like drink my wine. But I love people. I love talking to people. I love chaos. And my parents were really big cooks.
Got it.
Really big. They loved food. They both cooked. Like we still, like all my mom, like when I told her I was going to JAR on Saturday, she pulled out a fucking clipping from the 90s for like a recipe. She was like, oh, I have their like beef bourguignon recipe
so
from the food section.
Susan.
Of She oh has God. Like, my mom has files and tons of food traditions and she's Danish and he was Italian and there was like a marriage of both things and like always had dinner parties. Christmas is always at our house. Thanksgiving's always at our house. There's always wine. There's always stories. It was like, I feel like I'm just like living my family's legacy. Really, that's like what they instilled in me. And I took it hard.
And you're still taking it.
Yeah, because we bought the house and we're still at that table and we're still having these dinners. And it's like what I think really just life is about, you know? And so going into this, I was like, I love my husband. I love cooking with him.
Yes.
I love the difference in what he's taught me versus like what my grandma taught me. I love the whole thing. It just brings me so much joy. And so we did the olive oil and it does so well. It's like very underpriced.
I feel like it just sells out.
We were just like no money off of it. And it's like so big and clunky. And then like Graza comes out and I'm like, okay, well, this is a tech company who like
no,
is shitting on our.
I don't like it that much.
Well, it's bad olive oil, but it's an amazing fucking squirter thing.
I know, but like it's plastic. See, I go clunky.
Yeah.
I like the clunkers. I always have clunkers.
Well, you know, he's going to. Yeah. Build that company to be an empire and sell it to like Coca-Cola and then his job will be done. That's the point of it. Like, and it's, and a lot of people love it and they love using it. Like,
the drizzle,
it's a whole,
whatever,
the branding
yeah.
is genius. The whole thing is great. They have fucking money. Like they're on it, you know, it's like a tech company. And we're just like, how old school can we make this?
No, I think people are going to be into the old school.
So at the last night of this trip with Evan, I was like, Evan, we've had this magical 2 weeks together. You now understand on a super deep level why Davide is so special.
Yeah.
How proud he is of his country, how deeply he connects with his people, how important food is to him. What do you think we should do?
Mm.
And Nino was there too, our partner. It was just like the four of us. It was just like, oh, just like these two people that I just want to be together with. I just want to be
You're
in
having
between.
Deep chats.
And they're so special. Nino's so special. And Evan is so special.
Yeah.
Fucking insane. And he was like, it's a space. It's a restaurant.
Yeah.
But not a restaurant. He's like,
it's a something.
It's a thing. And so I'm now putting the deck together for Bar Baroncini.
What?
Which will be...
Oh, my God.
Which will be...
I'm going to open the champagne. All right, usually we wait. It's a segment called You Bring, I Bring. And we're just going to open the
but
champagne.
But it's not... I mean, literally, it's an unfinished deck on my computer. But...
Yeah, but you're starting
but I'm like,
the vision.
And it just... I want to cry because I was like, this is it. This just marries all... this is... My life has come to this point.
Yeah.
Because I know how to brand it. I know how to, and I know what I want it to be, which is all the things I've been wanting to make for Baroncini. Wait, this is cute. I'm going to film this.
I feel like I'm like literally holding the cork in, but no one's doing that. Everyone's like popping corks. I'm like, I'm going to hold it in. I feel like you could be the second, like the new generation of St. Ambrose. Like,
oh my God. Well, yeah. That's the biggest compliment ever because that's
like
my holy grail.
It starts small. Like John and Vinny started tiny.
So it's going to be.
You got to start small.
And I've been wanting to sell more products. I want to make, like, I have a design for like what I am deeming like the cooking dress.
Okay. What is a cooking dress?
It's a dress that you can wear to not feel frumpy, to feel sexy when you're cooking. That's not too precious to get stained.
Yes.
But it's also something that makes you feel like you didn't put something frumpy on to cook.
Yep.
You can take your apron off that cinches your waist and you're just, it falls a little bit off your shoulder and it has a big sleeve and it's to die for.
You can
gorgeous.
Grill in it. You're like, I don't care.
Yeah. But it's like.
I love cooking in a dress.
I cook in things that are maybe sometimes like a little too precious. So I'm like, here.
Me too.
And like, I want it to be fits everybody. So there's no waist seam, but the apron will cinch your waist.
Are you making an apron that goes with
the
it?
The apron will match the dress. Yeah,
oh
it'll
my
be
God.
A whole thing.
I'm crying, freaking out inside.
And then I've been dying to do ceramics, like our custom ceramics. Yeah. But I'm like, I can't just sell. So I was like, it needs to all live in a space. And then it'll all come from there. So it'll be Sicilian breakfast, lunch, aperitivo, pasta like two nights a week, just like two kinds of pasta.
Love it. Great.
And then it'll be like an alimentari. So there will be products fucking everywhere.
Just explosion of stuff you can get.
Capers,
live
almonds,
the
dried salted capers, olive oil, sun-dried tomatoes, fresh pasta from Evan, dry ancient grain pasta from Sicily. And then... You can buy the dresses, you can buy the aprons, you can buy the ceramics, really good coffee all day.
I'm so into this. Can I give you an advice on the coffee machine? Get an automatic one. We can go offline and talk about it, but we just introduced like these Faima. Cheers.
Cheers.
This is Agropar Champagne. It's one of my favorites. This is their 7 Cruise. It's extra brut. It's a little warm, but it's so good. Like champagne, it's so good. Like it's magic in a glass. It's creamy, dreamy, but lemon zesty.
Ooh.
We just put Faima, like the fucking Rolls Royce of espresso machines. But when I say it's automatic, it's Bluetooth. So the grinder talks to the machine. So any person who works for me can pull a perfect shot of espresso because it's tuned and dialed in to my taste and Vinny's taste.
That is I will be very interested in what Davide thinks about that.
Yeah, well, it's like unless Davide wants to be there grinding
that's,
the coffee every day.
It's
like
too hard.
You can't. Anyway, you should come by Beverly Hills with him and you can check it out. We
Amazing.
Also custom made it pink. Okay, so Bar Baroncini. I know!
So hopefully that's happening and like this family friend who's tapped in and to the other side. And I've been talking to her and she was like, this is it. She was like, this is the thing that
I... Do you want investors or do you want to do it yourself?
No, I don't make enough money to have extra.
No, but I mean like business loan or would you take on investors?
I know. No one's going to give me a loan big enough to,
to make the dream come true. Oh my God.
Yeah. So no, and I would really like a partner and then Evan will be our partner in it too, hopefully.
Amazing.
And like do the... Yummy stuff, you know, and then Nino will be our partner to do all the products with us. And I want to do beautiful lace tablecloths and the napkins because I use my grandmother's all the time. And so, you know, I just want all the things that I love and have and I want to make them available for everybody.
And then you'll make wine.
I was thinking about
that. I think I wanted to talk about it because I feel like the natural progression when I look at what you're doing, because I can't make wine.
That's how, why?
California's fucked, man. I'm not allowed to because if your name's on a liquor license. So either you or Davide should leave your names off your liquor license. One of you two.
Smart.
Because otherwise you can't make your
Good
own wine.
Good fucking advice.
You could co-label it with someone in Sicily, but it wouldn't be like, oh, these are vines that like we hired someone. It's our wine, which is where you make the most money.
Our dream, his dream too. You know, he's very Italians. Grow up doing one thing. It's usually what their parents did.
Mm.
we would like to bring that back to our family. I would like Carmela to have Ghiaia or Baroncini, or, you know, like, I want her to have pride and whatever she wants to do, of course. But everywhere we go, there's three generations working there when you're in Italy, and especially Sicily. And so along with that, when I met Davide and I was like, you should quit your job and start your own thing, he was like, that's not a thing. And he's like, you know, being able to work for Brunello Cucinelli is like, Italy doesn't have jobs like that.
Right.
And we'll be set forever. Like, you know, it's an incredible salary and the euro goes so far. Also, Umbria is not expensive to live in. He's like, we can like go on vacation all the time and we can have like a second home somewhere. And I was like, I'm not moving to a town of 400 people. Outside of that, you are a star and you need to shine. And I think sometimes when you shine too bright within a company, other people don't like that.
No, and, they don't.
And I foresaw that for him. But by the way, we're very close with the Cucinellis and the people who work there. And but it's, you know, I just had this gut feeling that he needed to do something on his own. Now we've been together for 7 years. So now he understands that you can like start a company if you want to. But like when wine first came up, he was like, you can't just make wine. He's like, you have to like work in a vineyard and you have to like, it has to be something that like your parents did. And I was like, no, it doesn't. And so
it's passed down. It's like the generational.
And now he's getting it. And so he gets very sweet. Well, he'll be like, do you think we could like, do you think like they'll, someone will want it? And I was like, yes. And like, you grew up on
Etna
and you understand the mountain and we go to these places and he cries and he's like, this is my land. And there's, we go to little
those
places.
Volcanic tears are just like, they rupture my brain. I'm like, what the
Wherever we stay is shaking when she's erupting and there's ash on the ground. And it's
crazy.
I was like, what's more natural than you providing something that's like was grown like walking distance from your house? Like, wouldn't that make your mom proud? Like, it's a beautiful thing. You're not invading anybody's space. You're amplifying.
It just sounds like the two of you are like such compliments as partners.
Well,
like,
you should have heard us fighting in the fucking car last night over him not having a fucking intern and doing everything himself.
But maybe it's good to fight. I don't know. I mean, I think it's good to argue and it's good to fight. But like in the moments of celebration, tell us about like what is like the most ultimate date night in your house or out of your house? What's the food and what's the wine or what's the drinks?
I'll tell you a couple epic date nights that we did at home. If we're going on a date night out, we'll go, it's like a special night. We'll have Evan. Like, it was our anniversary during COVID.
You go to one of his spots.
And he, we like went to Felix and he like made food for us and like left it outside. And we like ate outside the restaurant on a bench and like.
So special.
Up. It's always an Etna Rosso.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Speaking of, I'm going to open the Etna Rosso that I brought.
Always an Etna Rosso.
Yeah, always.
I love that little pink sticker on everything.
Oh, thanks.
Our ultimate date night was the night that Carmela was conceived. I made his mom's pomodoro recipe. Stop. And it was the first time I'd cooked him pasta. And he said it tastes like his mom's. And he cried.
Oh, and
then we made Carmela.
And then you made Carmela.
After a year and a half of not being able to get pregnant.
Are you serious?
It was, I was the first month I said, I'm not trying anymore. Like, I got to give my body a break. Yeah. This is fucking exhausting. Yeah.
It's and so I had, hard to try to get pregnant. It gets real soulless.
Like the moment that you're like we're
every
trying.
Every other day for 10 days.
He won't do that because he's just has to be in the moment. And, it's, and I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
No, Alex like is very anti. He's like, I'm an artist. What the fuck are you talking about?
They have similar energies in that way. So I'm sure like, they do. Oh my God. But we love a pomodoro for date night. If we're going crazy, we'll do a branzino.
Okay. So what's your secret like kitchen skill? I know this is a podcast about wine, but it's all about food. Like, what is your thing where you're like, I fucking slay. This is what I'm bringing.
I feel like I'm so impressed with how many people that I know that are very good in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I know a lot. My mom's taught me like so many terms and she's taught me how to like, you know, dumb things. Like I made a stew the other day and it wasn't getting thick. And she's like, you know what to do? And I was like, I know what to do. Like she's like, was always very like, I
Wait,
taught you
what
this.
Did you do?
I made a slurry.
Yeah, okay. See, the people of Wine Face want to know.
Yeah, I made a little slurry. And I, well, I like, it was a gluten-free fucking stew. And I think that's why it wasn't thickening. And I was like, oh, I just got to douse this shit with some fucking gluten.
But it's
I made
all good.
A little slurry. I do think I'm really good at, rather than like a certain food skill, I think we're really good at creating an energy around like a meal that's not chaotic.
Right. Like what's top hostess trick?
It's always
trick?
A bit, like, it's just like.
What's the thing you're like, if everybody did this, it would always be this enjoyable.
So you just have to make something that doesn't stress you out.
Right.
Like do not try to impress your guests with a new dish.
Yep. No.
Everybody tries to do that. Why are you going to make yourself insecure and out of control?
And be like, do you like it? How
and
is
my
it?
Mom oh. always had dinner parties, but she was a stress case.
Oh my God.
And I hated too. It. And yes. it was last minute and we didn't enjoy the lead up and we didn't enjoy, got there. And I was like, I'm not doing this.
No.
So whatever you can prep ahead. Davide loves making a big thing of pasta.
That's like my dream.
And
love pasta.
He'll start it when people arrive and like allow them in this process of like watching him cut things up. And he loves talking with the knife and pouring wine. And we get tons of cold cuts from Roma. And rather than trying to make this like beautiful display.
Rather than twisting charcuterie into unnatural states.
Stupid.
Like I love a board. Okay. But sometimes I'm like.
He opens the pink.
Why? Yeah. Just
and like- and he'll put a. Big thing of bread,
yeah.
and he'll rip it into pieces, and he'll put a big jug of olive oil and a big piece of cheese and a bunch of things that are all sliced really nicely, and he's like, have at it. And people love to use their hands. They
yes.
feel like that is such an experience. Like, we were with Benny Blanco last night, and he said that he put Davide in his book because we went over there for dinner one night, and he was like, Davide was making pasta and he was like, I put in the book that like before we even ate, you like came over here with all these like delicious things and this pink paper and you're like feeding people and the paper's just open. You didn't even put it on a tray. And
I
like,
love that.
And then you just like poured olive oil over everything and you were like ripping the bread apart. And he was like, I understand why women love Italian guys.
He's like, how do I be more Italian?
It was so cute. And I was like, wow, this is like Benny's so special. And
yes,
he is. Saw this like pure little thing. Like Davide has no ill intention. He doesn't try to social climb. He's like a baby almost in that way.
And he's pure.
He's super pure.
And authentic.
See, and like those are his, like that's how he grew up. So he's just like very, it's not a show, you know? He's just like, try this mortadella. It's so good. Like I get it from like, Rosario and Altadena. And like he's from Catania. He's never missed a day of work. And like da 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 da.
All I want is mortadella now.
Oh, yeah, so
how do we push like, I want LA to get more authentic. Like that Barbarancini.
Well, LA is not authentic, and that's really what it is.
It's like, I know. I feel like I'm constantly trying to change this place in my mind.
You just gotta lean in and get some lip injection.
Girl, really? I know. This woman who does my facial, she's like, so if you ever wanna go see the Malibu Botox woman, she's like, no one will notice. And I was like, wait, are we having this conversation?
Oh,
love you, Emily. I don't think you listen to my podcast.
I think it's just about like
so
connecting to people more. And like so many people are opening up such great restaurants. And it's all, you know, Ari and Molly are so special. But Akira's doing a combi is so special. Like
it's beautiful. Yeah.
We accidentally are friends with a lot of food people. And like we met Akira because he like shows up at Davide's store and like
nice.
Ari started shopping at Davide's store. Now he like will show up there with oysters if he can tell on Instagram that Davide's having a tough day.
So
and like
sweet.
It's so sweet.
Oh
and I
God.
Do feel like the food world is very cunty.
Yeah.
And almost worse than fashion. And I'm like, everyone's like, oh yeah, like have you gone to Bell's? Like, do you know Greg?
So much
it's
hate.
Like,
yeah.
Stop.
It's like, who do you know? The wine world is vicious.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
It's fucking food.
It's just for enjoying in the moment. It's basic needs.
Davide says food is democratic.
Yeah.
It's for fucking everybody. Just because you got to drive, you know, and we love Bell's, but you can see the way people talk about it where it's like, oh, I know this kebab place. That's really good. It's like, you're not discovering anything. You should fucking not gatekeep food. Doesn't make you cool.
No.
We need everybody to make money off of food.
Because it's a really hard business. Firsthand, I'll tell you.
The worst.
It's so stressful. It's so much work and it's every day. It's endless. Wait, let's try the red. This is the Vino Petra from Salva Foti. Norella Mascalese and Norella Cappuccio. But I don't want to cut you off because I think what you're saying is so true.
No, that's just my final
statement. But people don't talk about it. And I think Instagram only makes it worse. And people just feel like they have to amplify their own know-it-allness.
It's
because
such a know-it-all
they feel
thing.
Like if they're seeing things on Instagram, then they have to be competitive. And it's like, no, yo, like just take it down like 10 notches and just like enjoy life.
It's
cheers to enjoying life.
It gets so intense. It's like, oh yeah, I've been there before. Or like, oh, you know, like there's this, I don't even know his name. Some guy opened like a barbecue place in like deep Pasadena and everyone was like trying to be like, oh, well, like you went there with that. Like, oh, well, I told you about that place. And everybody's like, dude, it's 5 minutes from my house. Like what? Like, let's all just drop it.
Yeah. Let's all just like like fucking chill. Oh, okay. So I was going to ask you, you've gotten quite well known for your like bite reactions. So like, I feel like the next iteration is the like wine sip reaction.
Al Wilmot is always when we go to Houston's a lot and I'll take a bite.
My favorite restaurant.
We go Hillstone, at least once
like,
a week.
The yeah. best place ever.
Thank God. It's been there since I was like 12. I used
Even
to go.
Though they're not kid friendly, I still. We like roll with Sky.
They're
nice.
Her.
They're nice, but they're like, we don't have high chairs.
Why would they give a high chair to her? No. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's very uncomfortable.
They're like, take your hat off and also no high chair.
But Al, we were eating there a couple weeks ago and I took a bite of something and he just laughed. He's like, I hope nobody thinks that you do that just for Instagram.
No, that's what's so great about it is you literally just do the wine. You're like, I just love that it is now part of the zeitgeist.
If my only
it's
legacy
pushing enjoyment
on this planet yeah. is that women are taking bites of food. I got emotional about it. I started crying in my car and I went to make a post, but like I get a lot of intense hate on the internet. And so I
that
think
just
8,000 like, times yeah. about what I say because I was like, people really love to be like, you're crying, your joy of crying is annoying. And so I was like, I can't do this. But I wanted to literally get on fucking and just be like, we are so sad about our bodies for like at least one moment in our life. And like, we're all trying to be on these diets and like feel good and this. And then we want to eat, but then we always want to be a certain way. And then we just like look at other women's bodies and we compare ourselves and we have kids and then we're weird about that. And then we like, try. It's all so hard.
Yes.
And the fact that like, there's a little group of women on Instagram like posting food that they're eating because they saw me eating.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, what is like a better thing?
Do you
we're
know,
just like enjoying ourselves? Yes. Like, oh.
It's just propagating
so the
joy.
The crying in the big eyes is all
No, it's good. It's real. Listen, you heard it here first. It's authentic. I love it. I think it's one of those things where you like, isn't this so good? I think it's amazing. Everything should be
I'm like
more
raspberry,
joy.
Minerals. I don't know what I'm tasting.
You do. Yeah. Raspberry, mineral, beret. Here we go. No, this is why I admire you is like you are unapologetic and unafraid. And that's how it seems.
I'm scared all the time.
So are we all. Like, I feel strong. I'm like, why don't I look stronger? You know? And I think that's what's wrong with LA. It's like, don't have to look stronger. It's how I feel.
I think it's just, I mean, listen, I grew up here.
You're in Pasadena though, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's its own world.
It was very much its own world growing up. And now there's so many people moving there and it's like taking a whole new little, like, I'm like, cool. Like it was a very kind of.
It's very hip.
It was a very, it wasn't a place, like, you know, the rich people that live in Pasadena and grew up there are like, don't show, you know, they're very humble and it's very elegant and there's like a lot
it's
of
like waspy,
it's
like
super waspy, which then also means that it's a very like divided city in terms of like race and economic status, which is like the hard part about Pasadena truly. You know, it has a lot of private schools, and which I know like arose post segregation or desegregation. And, you know, thinking about how I want Carmela to grow up, I think a lot about, you know, is it a place that reflects our values, you know? And so like, I love it. And it's a really important, beautiful place. And I'm so happy that younger people from all walks of life are moving there who are artists and creatives and are doing great different things. I think it's something that's important for the town that I grew up in and love so much.
Yes. I think it's beautiful.
It's
I think you're
going to
be part of the change.
Beautiful place.
Pasadena's knees. Okay. Before we do the last segment, I like to always close with, there's one other oh, we both know this person or babe. So Lexi Lala, Alexandra Sickles, really funny. She loves you. She's
I
an
love
old
her
friend.
So
she's passionately in love with you. And
much.
She would kill me for saying this. But when I first started this podcast in my husband's music studio, she was my first guest. And it's my dream to have her back on
you have
with
to,
you.
She's so smart.
She's so fucking
no,
smart.
No, she needs her own because I call her. My dream is to have her be an advisor for Baroncini. Like,
yeah.
I'm
oh my God.
So,
she would crush.
We met on the internet.
She's incredible.
Went to New York, met her in real life. When I go to New York, I spend huge time real estate with Lexi.
That's awesome.
Like, like multiple dinners all day. I'm like, where are you? What are you doing? How can I? She answers all. She has a solution
yes.
for everything in terms
so
of
smart.
Relationships, in terms of business, who can help with this? Who can I connect you with to do that? She yes. is the chicest.
Love her.
Die for her.
So fabulous.
I'm bummed that I didn't know her when she was in LA. And when we first yeah. met, I was like, wait, you lived in LA?
That's when I knew her. That's when I met her.
And she lived across the street from MM, who owns Revolve.
Exactly.
Which is so funny.
It's like so random, but I feel like moving back to New York, she really like came into her own.
Yeah.
And she's a fucking badass.
Badass.
You're literally the best. Before we wrap, literally the best. Before we wrap, I like to do like a really quick rapid fire right now. Mm-hmm. Just right now, how you're feeling.
Okay.
Are you down?
No.
No, you're not down?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God. I thought you meant emotionally.
No,
am I down?
Like, are you down to do
oh,
it?
No. I thought we were entering the rapid fire and you were like, are you feeling up or down?
Yeah. Well, that would be
I
a
love
really
a rapid
intense,
fire.
Yeah.
I
wait,
know.
But
I was
are
like,
you okay?
Yeah, I'm fabulous. Thank
you're
you.
Like, but I'm down.
I was like, wow, first question.
Are you down? Okay. It's not going to be that heavy. Okay. White or red?
Red.
Light or full?
Full.
Orange or rosé?
Orange.
Fill in the
fallen
blank.
Fallen Grape, specifically.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fallen, shout out Fallen Grape. Fill in the blank. Fried chicken plus.
Salad.
Ooh,
crispy yeah. arugula, lemony, yes. olive oil, yeast, super salty.
Fat and acid. I love that. Truffles or caviar?
Caviar.
Oh. Current drink order?
Wet vodka martini with a twist, olives on the side.
Tell everyone what a wet martini is.
You have to have a little vermouth.
Yeah. Okay.
It's too strong otherwise.
I like vermouth. I do gin. Mine's gin.
Yeah.
Vermouth.
Gin makes me feel like I've taken acid.
Maybe that's why I like it. Just tripping out all the time.
I need a dot of vermouth in there. Otherwise, I'm just like, it cuts the harshness.
Yeah, the vermouth is so pretty. I think it's really like.
Pardon me, I totally interrupted you. You like vermouth in there or do you like it dirty?
No dirty. Johnny too salty.
Dirty.
I don't like it dirty.
Yeah, it's pond water once it gets room temp.
And it's just like, they never do it right. Mm-mm. They overdo it. And it's like, how long has that juice been out? Like, let's be real.
Ugh, I haven't even thought of that.
I mean, that's the restaurant owner in me. Like, people are disgusting. And like, once you see behind the curtain, like, you can never unsee it.
Every time I put a lemon in my drink, I think about when it was cut and who touched it and how long it's been out.
And then
I'm like, whatever, it's an alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like really weird. I'm like, do you have juice? Lemon juice. Just put a little in there. I'm really weird.
Wait, what other restaurant thing should I know not to do or with an order?
With food, that's pretty much the worst. I would say like condiment bottles, like beware of like how clean they are.
How long they've been sitting out.
Yeah, sitting out or like how many people have touched them. Like a lot of people don't clean the exterior of like a ketchup or a shaker or like random stuff like that. Mm. I also like if you want like salt or pepper, like just ask for a little pile of it, not the automated ones or the shake. These
Why?
Are like really specific. Because
they've been sitting there for a long time?
Yeah, I just feel like, especially if it's a great restaurant, like they don't get swapped out. I don't know. I'm not a germaphobe, but I just like think about these little things.
Yeah.
I usually look at like people's refrigeration. I don't know. I'm just like, what's open? What's out? What am I staying the fuck away from? You know where I'm never concerned?
Houston's. I was going to say, you know who definitely cleans everything?
Houston's. They have checklists. But just, that's my one recommendation for Baroncini Bar Baroncini is, just fucking checklist. That's how you make sure. That's how we run John and Vinny's. It's like everyone fills out their checklist.
Evan is a shark. Like the way he runs his kitchen.
It's gotta be tight.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. Clean.
He's a drill sergeant. And like, even, you know, he's done so many dinners at our house. You know what I save? That's really cute. Every time he does a dinner at our house, whoever is working with him always has their checklist.
Yeah.
And I always say they're on my refrigerator. And I write like what the event is.
We have a saying, we don't say this to staff anymore because everyone's really sensitive. But if you can lean, you can clean. So it's a really good like motivation in life. If you can lean, you
I also
can
want
clean.
Everyone to know that when I was super pregnant and all I wanted was John and Vinny's, that you created that little back table for us.
Oh my God, of course.
To eat that food that one night. And I went. Davide was like, that was awesome. Like, he loves watching me eat. Like, he's all, and it's like, I cleaned house at like 8 months pregnant. And it was like exactly what I wanted. And I just think it was just so fucking thoughtful of you to like go out of your way on like a busy last minute night to like create a table for me outside.
Hospitality.
We were adjacently pregnant. So
I think well, cheers to us being pregnant again.
Yes.
And cheers. Eating more pasta.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pia. Tell everyone where they could find more Pia. Everyone needs more Pia.
No.
Yes, they do.
Pia Baroncini on Instagram, and there's links to all the various.
And then we link it up.
clothing things and stuff on there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yay.